Let's pray. Father, we've just sung about and been reminded about the cross. We thank you for the cross, Lord Jesus, where the love of God was poured out, where it became possible for sinful humanity to be reconnected to the living God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you again that we can come together and sing and worship and fellowship and just give you thanks. Thank you that there are people here today that have been on our prayer focus and been sick and going through chemo and everything else, but yet they're well enough today to join us in worship. Thank you. There are those that are in hospital beds, hurting, frail. There are those that are lonely. There are those that are in jail. There are those that are oppressed, have been forcefully removed from the comforts of their homes or their countries. There are those that have been battered, mistreated, and abused. God in heaven, we pray, come alongside them, rescue, save, encourage, strengthen them, we pray. Thank you again for Ashley. Thank you that she's here with us this morning to share with us the burden that you've given to her about helping other people. Guide her as she speaks to us and shares with us this morning. We pray it in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen. You know, this spring or whenever it was that Kevin Austin was here, Kevin is the leader of the Set Free movement. And we had him here to tell us a little bit about modern-day slavery and human trafficking and all that stuff. And Marie Rose and I were talking to Kevin about some things that he did. And he mentioned to Marie and I Ashley. He said, Ashley is a very young lady that has a passion and a burden to minister to women in Africa. I think he might have mentioned enough to us, too, that day that he said he wasn't sure how excited Ashley's mom was about that, but he was excited about Ashley's passion. We never met Ashley before, but we felt, Marie and I, and then the board and I have talked about this all summer, we needed to hear from this young lady and see what God has put on her heart. And so today is Set Free Sunday, and we thought this was the day appropriate to have her come and to share with us. And maybe as God leads us, partner with her somehow and help her in her ministry. So thank you, sister, for coming all the way to Motley from upstate New York. Give Ashley a warm welcome, Motley. Let's hear from her this morning.
Good morning. Is this on? Did I use it right? Okay, cool. Thank you for welcoming here. It's a lot like my little hometown, so I kind of feel at home. And with Mary and Donnie, they've been great hosts, so thank you again. Just a disclaimer, I might be looking back just to see where we're at in the slides. And I'm a little bit of a squirrel brain, so sometimes I jump ahead of myself, so hopefully I don't do that. I brought note cards, so I try to stay on track, but just being honest. I have been blessed with the opportunity to partner with Free Methodist World Missions, Free Methodist Church in Kenya, and the Set Free Movement, all possible by the Holy Spirit and the Lord's guiding, because when I first heard about Freedom Sunday, I don't know if it was on Freedom Sunday, but someone from the Set Free Movement was at my church in Gary and sharing, and this was like 7 or 8 years ago, and they were talking about human trafficking in the Philippines and how they had this safe house. And so I turned to my mom and I said, I think I'm going to go to the Philippines and I think I'm going to help these people. And I started praying and journaling, and, you know, it's just amazing to see where God has brought me. So I've always had this heart for trafficking victims. And, you know, I have a degree in psychology and hopes to work with victims. But, yeah, we'll see what the Lord does in that, in this time. And so currently the Free Methodist Church in Kenya has about 3,500 members who meet all across Kenya. And I took a trip in April, this past April, to talk with the bishop, Bishop Hawkins, and the superintendent, and met with Mike and Vicky Reinen. I believe this church supports them. So just to kind of talk about Set Free, and Vicky has known my heart, and, you know, the Holy Spirit really used her in my life to bring about this passion for Africa. So they're all on board for the Set Free movement coming to Kenya. Because it's new in Africa, they don't have, the vision just wasn't there to bring Set Free yet, but as the story will unfold, the Lord has really made a way. In Kenya, 23 to 40% of girls are married before their 18th birthday. And it's different from this culture, where in their culture, it's a lot of arranged marriages. So this can lead to, you know, just bad things. I mean, I think sometimes those arranged marriages work out, but I think in other times it's not so great. 39% of females 15 and above experience violence, and then 26% experience violence within the last year. And this violence, you know, gender-based violence, can be just a breeding ground for human trafficking, because if you're a woman and you're already feeling this abuse, it can just, you can be more vulnerable to being trafficked. Human trafficking is the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world and the second largest criminal industry, with drugs being number one there. And so it happens here in the U.S. and it also happens all across the globe. For some reason, the Lord has given me a heart for Kenya right now, but as I've studied in school, I've been looking. I worked at a place in Buffalo that was like an enrichment center for victims of trafficking. There's a safe house that our church helps support. That's how I met Kevin Austin and kind of shared with him my heart. So human trafficking happens in industries like the sex trade, restaurants, construction, agriculture, domestic labor, and the list can go on. Human trafficking is really the result of brokenness. And I think our church, you know, in churches, we have this freedom in Christ that just should illuminate and should, like, people should be able to feel that freedom in Christ. And so the Set Free Movement, how appropriate that name is, to bring freedom to these broken places and broken people, because once relationships are broken, communities are then broken and systems are broken, and then the culture is just, you know, like, you can look outside and see brokenness here, and then you're, you know, like, my heart just longs for people to feel whole and feel whole in Christ and just know themselves and help them. But the brokenness fuels poverty and racism and gender inequality and abuse and violence and addiction and neglect and more, and then, you know, all of that brokenness is where human trafficking is birthed from, because of the vulnerability of these people who are looking for something. And if someone offers you a job, you take it, because what else do you have to look forward to? And so, you know, let me just check. So when you first hear about this, it can seem like, what is our part? Like, it seems hopeless, because how do you tackle something so big? Like, when you look at it, it's like, this can never end, because once you keep buying into things, if there's a demand, like, the need will be met. And so the Set Free Movement offers that hope to people. They partner with local leaders and missionaries and churches and agencies around the world to help and bring healing to these broken places. So to get involved in Set Free, it takes, you know, there's a cycle, and it might be, I don't know if what the slide is. The next one, maybe? Yep, okay. So it takes community-based action. So first, it starts with forming a prayer team and seeking direction from the Lord. So, like, if you wanted to start a team in this church, you would pray about what is our part, like, in this church even, like, where is the Lord asking us to work here, and how can we restore our church and the people here? And then you start, you know, asking, okay, how can we go outside the walls and how can we look for freedom around? Because you don't tackle human trafficking right away. Like, that is a symptom of brokenness. So there's other things that we look for first and try to bring healing to. So then you ask questions and explore how issues might already be getting addressed in the community. And then you start networking with others around and seeing, okay, how can we come and how can we support these people? And then you start planning, and then hopefully the team will engage in the community. And, you know, as we look at tackling the root issues like poverty and racism, and those are all big and scary, but there are little steps that we can take. And hopefully human trafficking will just be in that bubble, I guess, and will bring restoration. Let's see the next slide. Yep. So there's six strategies that Set Free uses to bring freedom. So it can start with, like, advocating. Let me see where I have these. Yeah, so you advocate, you teach, showing awareness, the supporting rescue professionals. So sometimes when I'm speaking or sharing with people about what I'll be doing, they're like, aren't you scared? Like, you're going to be, like, that's scary stuff. But Set Free doesn't really look at rescuing victims. They look at, like, working alongside those people, because it takes special training to work with victims, and it's a dangerous job. And, you know, if we come across a victim, like, there was a young woman who was being trafficked in Kenya right next to the church. When I went in April, I had found out about this, and a girl from the discipleship group, which I'll talk about later, she had started sharing about this, and that was like that was a confirmation to Vicky and I, like, wow, there's a need. And of course, we can't really rescue her, but we can give her information, and we can help her be rescued and find that healing that she needs. But so then restoration and community and mobilization. So all of these things come together, and, you know, there's different ways that each church and each Step Free team can use these and hopefully bring freedom. Currently, the Set Free movement has teams in North America, Europe, Africa, which is new, and Asia. So we are all over, and teams in the U.S. It's kind of incredible. When I started this journey, I mean, I knew that there was Set Free teams in the U.S., but I've gotten to connect with one near my area, and it's so cool to hear their heart for, like, we have the same passion for this freedom, and then to know that it's happening, like, in my backyard, and that there's a team that's fighting this. Like, it's so cool to hear how people are using what they have. So the Set Free movement works for holistic freedom. So, you know, you have to be free and mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So somehow we try to get all of those and bring holistic freedom any way that we can, because Set Free is not looking for freedom from something, but for something. And so our vision is not to only seek justice, but to pursue shalom, which is flourishing in all things. And I'm sure when Kevin was here, I'm sure he talked about shalom. And he wrote a book that I have on the table out there, if you want to take a look through it, about shalom, which is, it's pretty inspiring. I think, yeah, so now Set Free Kenya. This has been something so amazing. Hopefully I don't cry, because it's been the Lord is so at work. Let me try to keep this. I'll just spill it. So I went to General Conference. So, because you're probably wondering how a young white female from a little town in New York ends up going to Kenya. I wonder the same thing sometimes, but the Lord. So I went to General Conference in 2015, and I was there as an intern with ICCM, and I had just graduated with my associate's degree from a community college in my town. And I was there early, and I went to some missions trainings. And Vicky Reinen was speaking to a group preparing to leave for a missions trip. And I was sitting in the back, and I felt the Holy Spirit like nothing I had no idea. Like before then, I think I had known, I'd heard God's voice, but this was the most clear. Like, you need to talk to her and you're going to go to Africa. And I was like, ooh, no, let's not do that. Like, I'm not ready for that. Because the missions had been on my heart. I'd taken a short-term missions trip to Haiti in 2012 with my church. And so it was on the radar, and I was, you know, supposed to be going to Houghton College that fall, and so I just had other plans. But then at General Conference, a couple days into it, like, the Lord kept putting Vicky in my place, and I'm like, no, like, I'm going to go this way. Like, I'm not going to talk to her yet. But she came and shared at the Vacation Bible School type thing that Conference had. And I was like, okay, God, I will go to this missions meeting. I'll go and talk to her. And so I went in there, and someone from the Middle East was like, hey, are you interested in missions? And I said, yeah, I am, but I'm here to talk to the lady from Africa. And she's like, oh, okay. So I go over there, and I approach Vicky, and I'm like, hey, I think the Lord wants me to go to Africa. And she's like, oh, okay, we have, you know, a girl who's coming in August. It's July. We have a girl coming in August who, you know, you could come with her. She's staying for 9 months. Like, we could totally set this up. And I'm like, wow. This is good. Okay. So, you know, of course, I'm overwhelmed at this idea. And I'm like, okay, I probably should talk to my mom. You know, I'm supposed to go to school. I don't know what's happening. So, you know, after some more conversation, the Lord provided, and I left that January of 2016 and went to Kenya, and stayed. I lived with them for 4 months, and how blessed I was by that. They're great people. Really, the Lord is using them in Kenya and in Africa, all over. But so at the same time that I was going over, Vicky had felt it in her heart to create this, or start this discipleship group in the Free Methodist Church in Karen, which is in Kenya, for the young women in the church, because she felt like they needed that mother role model, like an auntie, they would say in Kenya. And so she created this discipleship group, and she's like, hey, you know, they're going to come over to our house. Do you want to join? And I'm like, yeah, why not? You know? So I joined in one Sunday, and I think it was a Sunday we met. Anyways, it was like the Lord. I mean, I don't know why I went to Kenya, but like, it was in that group that I felt like, wow, this is my place. Like, I had not felt that in a small group before, but with these girls, like, they wanted what the Lord had for them, and they were looking for opportunities and places to serve, and it's incredible. I'm so blessed by that. Since I have been there, they've been giving, I don't know, they go to like youth camps and they share in churches in Kenya about gender-based violence, because they see that as an issue. So they have been doing that and trying to find their place. And so let me try to kind of do a timeline here, because I left Kenya in May of 2016. I went to started college that August, September. And the Lord was starting to move in ways that were, I don't know. Vicky had known my heart and passion to advocate against trafficking. And so I think somewhere in that time she had gotten a phone call about a ministry that looks at the transportation systems and sees where trafficking happens and offers them supplies. So she had reached out to Vicky and said, hey, does the Free Methodist Church do anything with trafficking? And she was like, oh, no, but we have this young gal who's interested in, you know, so then that is like working. She's telling me about that. And then, you know, somewhere along the way, she had some people give her a big sum of money for the Thrive Girls, for a ministry that they were supposed to have. And then, I met Kevin Austin the next fall. So 2017, this past fall. And, we had started, actually it might have been last, I don't know. Okay. So I met Kevin Austin, and you know, he heard my heart and heard my heart for Africa. And he's like, wow, we don't have a vision for Set Free in Kenya yet, but you might be the thing. And I'm like, whoa. So this is, again, another God moment. Like, okay, like, just wait. I have this year of school left, and I can't really plan too far ahead. And then, you know, Vicky, I think once I talked to her about it, like, she had this idea, and then she kind of didn't really tell me about the idea yet. I feel like it was like a secret God told her not to tell me yet. Something. I don't know. So I was like, okay, I'll just keep praying about it. But she's like, I think we Set Free Can Come. And so then I went to headquarters that January, so this past January, and had an informal interview with the Free Methodist World Missions and shared my heart because Mike and Vicki were home and, you know, met up with them. And Vicki told me, she's like, I think the Thrive Girls are what's going to bring Set Free to Kenya. And I was like, what? That's my heart. Like, I get to work with these young women? Like, so cool. So, yes, I'm very excited. The Lord, like, affirmation after affirmation of, like, yeah, freedom is coming. So it's cool. I'll hold them back. I'm trying to hold them back. So we've been really working, like, trying to figure out how this is going to work. And, of course, like, people are interested in the everyday. Like, what are you going to do every day? How is this going to work? And I don't really know yet. Like, I know that God has called me and called the Thrive Girls to something bigger. And just the encouragement from other people and the trust that Vicki has and, like, yes, come, like, do this. So I think what it looks like now is just partnering with the community and seeing, or like finding different ministries that are already working with human trafficking and ways that we can create a resource book. And of course, the girls in Kenya are still going to different churches and talking about gender-based violence. And they were just on a TV show in Kenya to talk about this. And the opportunities they have is incredible. Like, they're so cool. And then I think long-term, we're trying to connect with ICCM somehow. So how can I, like, I don't know if you're familiar with the other projects we have for today, but like there's an ICCM project for Cambodia, there's me, and then there's a scholarship program. But I think what's powerful is a few of these girls in the discipleship group were ICCM sponsored kids. And so to see them coming up in a leadership, insane. Like, I wish that they could just be here and share their stories. One of my best friends from Kenya was a sponsored child, and now she's kind of paying for her younger sister to go to school, so the Lord is working, and that is, there's just so many testimonies. So yeah, I think we'll try to get into schools and do trainings, and, you know, I think it's going to come with aiming, like they say, aim low, like aim at the younger generation, because if any change is going to come, the younger kids have to be the ones to bring it, because the older folks, they're probably not going to change much. But we can pray and see. Let's try the next slide. Let's see what's... Okay, so how you can get involved. Invite me to your church. So thank you for doing that. I have prayer cards out there. You can sign up to get my newsletter. And if you feel it in your heart to give, please do. And we can just bring glory to God together. But there's definitely ways to connect. Next one, I don't know what, yep, Freedom Sunday, okay, next one. Yeah, and then that's my email. I also have a, like, if you go on there, I think it'll direct you to, like, Free Methodist World Missions, or, like, you can give online, you can give out there, you can sign up online with your email if you don't want to write it down, if you have messy handwriting, whatever, you can do that. But there's definitely ways, and I'm so thankful to be here and to just share this testimony of what God has done. So yeah, if I could just pray, and then that's what I have. God, I'm so thankful for the way that you have worked in my life. God, for the way that you are bringing freedom in our country and around the world. I'm thankful for Set Free. I'm thankful for Kevin Austin and Katie, who are really just leading the way. And God, they are trusting your calling on their life and the passion that you've given them. I pray for other churches who are hearing stories and feeling in their heart like a movement of the Spirit to just bring freedom. And Jesus, thank you for the freedom that you have given us to just share. And thank you for the protection we have in this country to, you know, talk about freedom and talk about your love for us. God, I pray for Kenya and I pray for Africa. I pray for the Thrive Girls who are still ministering right now as they're waiting for January. They're waiting, Lord, for when you can bring me to Kenya and help them in a real way. Jesus, I thank you for the hands and feet that are all around us that remind us of you. Yeah, just thank you for this place and thank you for your love for us. It's in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I wonder if we might, some of you come and we gather around Ashley and pray for her. Yeah, come on. You know you want to pray for her. We know we do. And I think that go ahead and gather around her. I'll pray. You gather around, lay hands on her. I think more than anything, brothers and sisters, this is a twofold mission. One, for Ashley to bring awareness to us that God can use you. Am I right, Ashley? I think she's here again to remind us God can use you. Not just Ashley or Charles or me, but you. And the second reason I think she is here is maybe for Motley Free Methodist as a church and individuals to come alongside her in the ministry in Africa. Let's pray for her. God, our Father, thank you again for this call you've placed on Ashley, and thank you that she could be here today. We just pray, Heavenly Father, that as she has said, as the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 6, "Here I am, send me." Bless her, O God. Bless her, Heavenly Father, with a blessing that only comes from the Holy Spirit of God. Bless her with people that will pray, that will lift her up in prayer, that will lift up those young women that she ministers to in Kenya in prayer. Bless her, Father, with people that will financially support her. Bless the Kevin Austin, the Set Free Movement. Bless the Rhinans who are already there working with the people there. Bless them, Father, and use them for your glory. May you be glorified through this, your daughter, Ashley. May you bless her. May you keep her. May you make your face to shine upon her and help her always to know she's in the center of your will and feel the peace of Jesus our Lord. We pray in his precious name. Amen.